The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hey everybody, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24-7. Today is February 1st, 2017. Go out to motivationandmuscle.com and download the free ebooks, Top 10 Ways to Build Mind and Muscle, in our 30-day book, where basically you're going to learn how to use a power rack along with the conventional lifts, and in the middle of the week you're going to be doing some of the greatest stuff ever, sandbag lifting. So go out there and check everything out. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Just look at all the shows I've done. By the way, I am by myself again today. We had a show the other day with Bud Jeffries, which I'll be putting up either tonight or tomorrow before this one. And we've got some more people coming up. We've got Adrian O'Brien tomorrow morning. And we're going to have Steven Santangelo, it looks like, on Friday, among everything else that's going on here. So go out there and check out a vault that is so deep, I don't know what you're going to find that's got that much out there. And today is just a great day here. The sun's out, sky's nice and blue. I had to get a root canal yesterday, and I can't believe I'm even talking right now. I've had 4 days of intense pain right through the eardrum, but you know what? Discipline. You go to somebody good, takes care of it. Obviously, I got to be on antibiotics and some Advil right now, which I never take either one, and I've never had a root canal in my life. No repeat with that, let me tell you. Literally, that is one of the nastiest things you could ever have done. Maybe because it was the last molar in the back on the bottom. I don't know, but I'll tell you what. Never in my life have I felt stuffed through the side of my face. It literally felt like somebody was taking a sledgehammer and putting it right to me. Literally. But once again, you know, adversity always breeds more strength. As I always say, return to strength, return to strength. It's just a great day, man, to be alive, to know you made it through there and you're getting better. That's what it's all about, and I just love it. That's what I love about having this business like this, the freedom, the ability to just keep building new products, new ideas, new things, to be a creator, man, dominator. That's what it's all about. And today, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite things and something that we're up to right now doing in the process. It is going to take a little while, but I'm going to talk about strong kids. In my opinion, most of the kids today, you see, are very soft, very spoiled, very coddled. Things have changed. There's no doubt about it. You know, we hear about concussions, especially in football, all kinds of things going on in sports. The whole demographics of sports have changed. I don't watch a lot of sports anymore. I don't really care for the showboating and all the stuff like that. And too many of them are too political for my taste now, so I usually opt out. I love hockey, sometimes soccer, obviously WSM, World's Strongest Man, anything I can find on the air with strength. But usually, you know, we're out doing it anyways here and other places we talk about on the show. But I think one thing that I really love about talking about this stuff, especially in my family, as I've told everybody, I have four nieces and one nephew. Well, I have two nephews, but my youngest nephew is 6 years old, Danny. And you probably have heard me talk about him. The girls are all fabulous in track, volleyball, gymnastics, ballet. They're just, you know, they've got a good gene pool to draw from both sides. And if you sat down and talked to these kids, you'd be amazed, because we all know your upbringing, how you're spoken to, how you're treated has some of the biggest dynamic of what you're going to be. And there's people who have come from big adverse environments and pulled themselves up, but that's few and far between. And I think in today's world, it's more important to talk about what you don't have rather than what you could have. And I do believe that. But we're going to get right into this. And I'll tell you right now, when I go over to my sister's house, whether it's just to go over and visit or they have a party, because they have a big deck, especially in the summer, and everybody will come and, you know, hang out, barbecue, the whole deal. And I always have been the uncle that when I come through the back gate, the kids are right on. Whether it's kickball, baseball, we run little obstacle courses, we lift rocks, we do all kinds of things like that, and we have the greatest time. And I am extremely honored and flattered that they would come to me every time to want to do something. Because I've said this before, they're getting older. My oldest niece now, Natalie, just turned 15. I don't know where the time went, and the other girls are coming up behind pretty quick. Danny, obviously, is the youngest. The girls love him and take care of him. It's amazing. And he's a nice little boy. They're all good-looking. He's very handsome, and they all have good manners, man. And, I can't say enough about my sister and brother-in-law with that. So those are the things that really get me fired up about kids. And, you know, when we're at these things, these functions, you know, the adults will be saying, hey, why don't you come up, have a drink? I've said this before. It's like, yeah, I'll be up. Nothing against any of them. I like all of them. But I like the kids. I love the kids more. Because I know just from having that with my grandmother who lived to almost 109, my grandmother was in her probably, I don't know, when we were little kids, you know, in her 50s, maybe early 60s max. And my grandmother never, like, just shoved us off. She always was very involved with us, you know, loved for us to come to her house and build models on her really nice-looking dining room table. And pretty much, you know, went out, took us anywhere, because there's grocery stores within walking distance. She lived in Plattsburgh, New York. Nice little town to grow up in, and just spoiled us, but did it in a way where we were never like crying or pouting that we didn't get something. You know, she's the one, probably you guys all remember, and girls, you know, there was always one aunt, uncle, or a grandmother, grandfather that always bought you the stuff that you weren't supposed to be eating, you know, or drinking. You know, Nestle's Quick was a no-no here, Oreos, all that stuff, you know. But, you know, what was my mother going to say to her mother? No. You know, I mean, we had them on the slide. And we used to think we were always tricking my grandmother into buying this stuff. No way. She was too smart, man. But this is what the whole thing is with the same way I am with the kids. She always enjoyed being with us. It was never a chore. You know what I mean? And when you're a kid, a lot of older adults, they might care about you. But, you know, hey, how you doing? Here's $5. Get the hell out of here. It was never like that. And I took that, among many things, from my grandmother and really said, you know, whether I ever get married and have kids or I have nieces and nephews, I will never push them aside no matter what. Because I'm a big kid anyways. I have more fun with them than adults. Anybody will tell you that. So, you know, doing these things, lifting the stones, the kickball, the obstacle courses, all these things I really enjoy, and they're so beneficial for kids. And, you know, I never push any of this stuff on the kids. It's just they grew up in this environment, and they like what I do, obviously, so I'm very involved with them. Well, recently, Danny, you know, and I know a lot of that's from his father, Dan, has started to lift things. I'll come over there and he'll say, hey, Uncle H, I got a dumbbell here. You know, you want to see me lift it? It'll be like maybe a 2.5 pound or a 5 pound. I'm like, sure. Then I start showing him little things, you know, how to hold it correctly, how to lift it correctly, how to use your head when you're looking up or looking straight as you're pulling it up. Teach him how to squat with it. I mean, a kid is like just so engaged. And the thing with those little minds is the way, you know, I don't have to tell him more than once or twice. I mean, you know, I train people, and adults, you might have to tell a half a dozen times or more. The ability to catch on is absolutely amazing, and I love that stuff more than anything with people. It's just like, wow, they hook right in and you're having a great time with them. So this has been going on maybe for the last few months, just different things. So they're all over here, obviously, on Christmas, and my brother Mark, Dan, Danny, and myself were out in the back in the stone and steel yard lifting things. And I taught them how to do step-ups with a 10-pound plate to bear hug it and, you know, step right up on the cinder blocks. I teach him how to do grip work, and what we do is we just grip the end of a picnic table. I mean, he's a six-year-old. His hand isn't a big catcher's mitt yet. Farmers walk with bricks, tire flips, and my niece Madge, who's a couple years older, and Danny does the same thing. She is so athletic, and she's tiny. We think she's double jointed. I mean, this kid can literally get into a handstand push-up like nothing. I used to watch her when she was playing soccer. She knocked the boys right on there, you know what, and it was funny as hell. And all the boys liked her. They were always over, blah, 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 blah. It was hilarious to watch. Well, I decide the other day, so I talked to my sister and my brother-in-law. I said, look, I want to make Danny some sandbags. And you know my feeling on sandbags. They are so beneficial to anybody, and you don't have to put a big investment in them. So I went out and bought a 20-pound bag of sand last Saturday, and I stopped and bought some burlap bags and obviously some tape, because you want to do that, to tape them back together nice and tight. And that morning on Saturday, I started putting them together. So I weighed all the sand out. Put them each in a garbage bag, folded them over, took the duct tape, tied them up super tight, and then I put it in the burlap bag, did the same thing, folded it over multiple times, and built these awesome sandbags. So one's an 8, and one's a 12-pounder. And on each bag on the duct tape, I wrote, Danny, 2017, strongman. So right away, I want him to visualize that in his head, whether he's thinking of it cognizant or what. Well, my sister sent a video over the other night of him walking it down the cellar, and it was hilarious. And, I mean, he's doing all the stuff I told him to do, how to straddle it, pick it up. And now, you know, this thing he's not used to, so he's adjusting, he's pulling it up. Dan's showing him how to do it, and I'm sure we're going to do many more. But to see that, it's incredible, because just think, you know, I've already talked to some people in schools. I would like to install a program like that with the young kids. It's not only going to build their strength and endurance, but it's going to build their character, and it's going to build their confidence. In today's world, that's not always an easy thing for anybody to endure, and that goes for adults too. And it's a movement that you can get everybody involved in the family. And we're obviously going to have a lot more about that. We're writing stuff right now, not only with videos, but we are going to put a product out. I think it's that important. So, you know, I watch him do this, and it brings joy to me like you can't imagine, to see my little nephew doing the things I love to do and asking questions. And he might not want to do it a month from now, and that's okay. Because the best way to get them motivated is not to sit there and force them to do anything. But, you know, it's like when they come over to the house. I'll always say, you know, I got to go out in the back and count some plates. Anybody want to go? Him and Maggie are right with me. They're like my shadows. And the minute we're out there, they'll say, could we flip the tire? I'm like, go to it. So I'll watch them both do a few, make sure their setup is correct, form correct. And away they go. And man, oh man, you see these little kids peeling down my 95-foot driveway with a 15-inch tire. I mean, it is music to my ears. And the great thing that they're doing, besides enjoying it, they're getting in good shape. And they're loving it. And you're building a foundation with kids now that they're never going to forget. It doesn't matter if they do it the rest of their life to me. What matters is, they're learning the basics, as we always talk on M&M. They are applying the basics, and they're executing it. And it doesn't take much to make a kid who really wants to do something like this really grow into it. Because I say to Danny all the time, said, Danny, when you're 13 years old, you're going to deadlift 500 pounds. And I'm going to be here to see him do it. I can't wait to that day because I keep planting the seeds in his head. And when they're little, they are like sponges. They're not all ruined by all the crap that's going on in them day in and day out when you end up turning 21, 25. Just look what's going on now. And I don't want, if he wants to participate in or whatever, but I want him to be so strong of mind and body and spirit that no matter what comes his way, it might be just like my root canal. It might knock you for a loop for a couple days and you're out of sync, but you have that base in you, that interior that will allow you to keep coming back, to rise, everybody, to keep moving forward, as Rocky says. That is how winning is done. I'm installing little winners and beautiful little nieces and nephews I have. I'm so lucky to have that I can't wait to see. If Danny sticks with this, just think what Danny's going to be like by July. I would assume at that point he's probably handling a 20, 25-pound sandbag. Maybe less, maybe more. I don't know. I don't know at this point. But it's so interesting to see what goes on with them, and they enjoy it. It's like I've trained enough people now. You can tell the ones that feel like, ah, boy, this is too much, or ah, I feel like I'm forcing myself. Well, you know what? Don't do anything that doesn't make you happy. That goes for no matter who you go to for a trainer. If it's hurting you, not making you happy, you're not being productive with it, you got to get into something else. But I also caution you on this. Just because you don't like something, don't keep switching back and forth, because I guarantee you, you'll have a failure you won't recover from. Because the majority of people that are involved in this whole physical strength culture, whatever you want to call it, the majority of them probably have never lifted the way a lot of us guys and gals do. And you got to know how to present it in a way that's very edible, very digestible, and make them want to go out and do this. And that's the most paramount thing. So applying things to children is really not a hard sell, especially when they look up to you and admire you and want to be like you. And I think that is the most flattering thing you could ever have said or done for you, because that's real love. That's somebody that wants to be involved with you, that wants to do well, and they realize you can help them with it. You talk about building closeness, being tight. That's very important to me. You know, Italian families, there's a lot of different ethnic groups that are like that. The Italians are probably some of the tightest people I've ever met in my life. We need that. We need to support one another, and we need to help these kids. I want to see strong kids, not overweight, obese kids, not kids that got to get a trophy for everything. I want Danny to be able to walk into his classroom and basically have the confidence where if he had to be the point guy, he can do it. That's what it's all about, folks. You know, strong, strong kids. And kids like that, when they know they're strong, are the best examples out there. They give like crazy. They lead by example. They'll take a fellow classmate or a friend. And kids can talk to kids. Maybe a kid that's struggling with sports. Maybe a kid that's being picked on. I'll tell you right now, get your teeth into some sandbags. Wrap your arms, like Steve Jack says, with the stones. Wrap your arms around eternity. Because eventually, might even be this summer, my little nephew is going to be handling a stone too. Stone. Little boy. He'll be 7 years old by the time he gets into a stone. That's okay. He gets another year of strength and maturity. And I got to tell you, as a proud uncle, it wouldn't matter if the girls want to do it. I will do anything they want to. But right now, I got my little nephew. I always call him my training partner. He loves that stuff. Little words, what I always say, 5 words can change your life. You can bet I will do everything to make his life the best it'll ever be, and I would do anything for him. I'd lay my life down for any of those kids. That's what it's all about, everybody. If you want to build strong kids, lead. Remember my dad always says, be a leader, not a follower. Kids are always watching you. If you don't believe me, listen to them sometimes because you'll hear them repeat what you're saying. Be very careful what you say in front of kids. I know nobody can be perfect. I've slipped up multiple times, but I always try to do the right thing because I want them to always know that they can emulate their uncle. Your uncle is somebody they're not embarrassed about. Their uncle is somebody that they know they can count on to be there for them. It's very important that kids know there's somebody they can go to no matter what. And I will always be that uncle because I love them all dearly. So everybody, strong kids. If you have kids, think about the sandbags. Think about how you speak to them. Think about what you want them to do down the road. You don't have to overload their brains, but I'm telling you right now, you can make a massive difference in their life. And I'm going to, with my sister's permission, I'm going to get some video of Danny. And wait to see this little guy. I'm telling you, you will be impressed. And it's a very positive thing. And that's what we want to do. We want to build strong kids through M&M and everything we do. Be a part of it. You're all welcome to come on board here. We would like anybody that wants to offer their expertise. You are more than welcome. But I will tell you this. Just like M&M, we connect your brain to your brawn. Strong kids are the best thing for all of us and for the future of the world. So think about that, everybody. Go out to motivationmuscle.com and download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Also, too, there are free ebooks, the 30-day program. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at all the information we got out there. It is outstanding. Get involved. That's what we're all about. I always say join our family. Be part of the revolution. I mean that. Also, too, obviously, I've talked about this before. If you'd like to donate to the show, two ways. You go out to my account in PayPal, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. You get right out there. If you put it in a family, when you go out and click the brand on there, you're not going to get charged a tax or anything like that where they get a fee for it. And I'd appreciate anything like that because right now to run this show is very expensive. Also, you can go out and donate to Patreon. We're out there. You can give as little as a dollar per show. I would appreciate anything like that. Also, you can go out to iTunes and Stitcher and give us a 5-star review. Everybody has, and we appreciate that. If there's a show you'd like me just to do, it's FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. And I'll leave you with these multiple words. Number one, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be ashamed or afraid to give them any words of wisdom. 5 words can change your life. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Also, too, if you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, snap it in half. If you're going to squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. Excuse me. As the great Hoos of Steel Stone says, as known as the Crusher, domination in blood red. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We follow no one's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Also, too, no one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, who's been listening to M&M from the beginning, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We'll say that for the next 28 years, and I thank you for that, Russell. No one will ever clip our balls. And like I said before, also, too, remember this. Be a leader, not a follower, as my father would say. We're going to go through all that right now. Obviously, Frank Klein, who was the greatest college professor I ever had, especially in business, repetition, repetition, repetition. My father, be a leader, not a follower, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor for many years. We lost almost 3 years now to cancer. He'd walk every patient in the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you to say that. I swear you will smile. There's no doubt about it. John would be very pleased that I've keeping his legacy alive, and I couldn't be happier doing that. And I thank all three of those men for all they did for me. And I know that they're very proud of me, and I'm very proud to have been part of their lives too. Here's one of the best things. tell 100 of your friends, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to put our foot through it. Be a steward of strength, and don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by, because I promise you, you're making a big mistake in your life. Get into stuff. Be part of something. It's very important. And also, too, when I always talk about, join our family, join the revolution, I mean that. We are a special, special group out there. And we are going to do some of the most magnificent things you've ever seen in your lives. I promise you, the next 28 years of your life is going to be so good. We are the best. I'm not saying that just to say it. We are the best. Remember that, everybody. So, as Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you, but we'll take it a little further. We believe in you, and we got your back. How many people in today's world would ever say that? Everybody, I want to thank you for listening. I hope this will help you out. Maybe you can get your children started in this, but we are going to have quite a bit more about, strong kids. It's very important to me that we go after the kids more than ever right now. I mean, everybody we want involved. I have people right up to 80 plus years old listening to the show, walking with it, you name it. Nobody here is any less important. But what we get on the way up now is what we're going to reap later. And we're all going to get older eventually. And we want men and women, this is all kids, being strong. And you don't necessarily have to be a barbell guy, a sandbag girl, whatever. But you sure get a nice start here. And it gives you the ability to become great. So everybody, give some thought to that. We will talk to you soon. And go out and do something absolutely magnificent today and every day of your life. Thanks, everyone. I will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.